Monday, just another manic Monday here.
Prince wrote that.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. Bengals did it.
Susanna Hoffs.
Oh, yeah.
She was cute.
But Prince wrote the song. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
He was quite versatile in his songwriting.
He was pretty amazing.
Really talented guy. I know you got a question. It's not Rock and Roll Tuesday, nope. Unfortunately.
That'll be tomorrow.
That'll be coming up another day.
So we did
from
a question
now.
On The Simpsons on Friday, so I thought, you know what, I'll bookend, so to speak, the weekend with another animated series question.
Okay. All right.
So today we're doing...
more nonsense.
The Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones.
Have a yabba-dabba-doo time.
A dabba-doo time. We'll have a great old time. Wilma!
You know what I think of when I hear that theme song?
What?
John Candy leading everybody and singing that on the bus and playing his trains and automobiles.
Right. Meet the Flintstones.
Flintstones.
Stone Age Common Family.
Steve Martin had tried to.
Rock.
Steve Martin said, oh, I got one. He did this before that. Said, three coins in the fountain.
Oh,
and everybody looked at him like he was crazy. And then there was silence. And then John Candy, Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. And everybody knew it.
That's
knew
exactly.
exactly.
Well, it's kind of like Jed Clampett, too.
Yeah, right.
Remember in the Beverly Hillbillies?
Absolutely.
I mean, the theme song. Everybody counted that one.
Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed.
Poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed.
And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is. Texas tea. That was good. We could go on and on.
You know, old Jed's a millionaire.
We don't want to bore everybody to death.
Home folks said, Jed, move away from there. They said, California is the place you ought to be.
So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is.
Movie stars.
Yeah, that's right. Swimming pools, movie stars. Hey, we wasted enough time. What kind of question you got?
In the opening of every show of the Flintstones, where did Fred take his family? In the opening of every show, where did Fred take his family?
Now that, I don't know. Somebody will, though.
Yes, they will. I think so.
929-WCHL. Call right now and answer the question.
And you're going to get a chance to win a $50 gift certificate?
From Cruisers, where you are.
Well, you're pretty daggum good to go.
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, and streaming live all over the world on Chapelboro.
Freddie, go ahead and tell me, where was it that Fred Flintstone took his family?
Remember in the opening animation? I mean, it was before the actual plot, plot.
But I can't remember. It's like some park, right?
And they would come, and then while they were parked there, they'd bring out these big brontosaurus ribs and sit them on the serving tray of the car, and the car would tip over.
Oh, okay.
Where were they at? They were at the drive-in.
Okay, all right.
They were at the Bedrock Drive-In.
I couldn't remember that.
It was the first animated primetime American television series. It was broadcast from September the 30th, 1960, to April the 1st, 1966, on ABC television.
What a brilliant concept, that whole thing.
Well, you know what? It's kind of funny, because it was supposedly a common blue-collar, class-working family, Stone Age.
Yeah.
And The Simpsons, kind of blue-collar, working-class family, set in Springfield.
Yeah, exactly right. And it's sort of like, Flintstones always got compared to The Honeymooners with Jackie Gleason.
Yes, exactly.
So,
Wilma!
That was a blue-collar, working-class family in New York.
Not to be confused with the working-class family in the future.
That would be the Jetsons.
Exactly.
That's right. It all comes together, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. His boy, Elroy. Daughter, Judy.
We got to get out of here.
I know.
We got to get out of this place.
If
it's the last thing we ever do, we got to get out of this place.
Girl, there's a better place.
Better
life
for me and you. Boom, boom, boom.
Thanks, man. Thanks, everybody. And Rock and Roll Tuesdays tomorrow.
Can't wait.